Australia is in a free speech emergency. Over the past 24 hours, we've seen documents released that are going to change the very course of our nation. Brand new hate speech laws, some of the toughest in the entire Western world. We are going to see free speech absolutely annihilated in this country with the threat of prison. These new laws mean that speech can be criminal. Even if it doesn't hurt anyone, even if no harm is done. Online posts count as public acts and intent doesn't matter. Comedians, online content creators, the regular person. We all now need to prove that we weren't calling for harm if we make a joke. You know how we see 12,000 people a year arrested in the UK? Well, motherfucker, that's coming for us. Okay, this was released yesterday from Australians vs. the Agenda on X. And to look at everything, I'm going to go through this very, very quickly. This is basically the bill that's going to be tabled in front of Parliament. Straight to the second page, we have this line, which is absolutely crazy. It says it is immaterial, which means it does not matter if the conduct actually results in hatred or the conduct actually results in a person feeling intimidated. Feeling, ladies and gentlemen, feeling. These are all about feelings. And I understand that the government has used this from the Bondi shooting where horrendously Jewish people on Hanukkah, they were attacked on the beach. Disgraceful, horrific. But this isn't about Jews. This isn't about radical extremists. This is about everyone. Like, harm doesn't actually have to happen. You just have to make someone who happens to be part of a religious organization, a different skin color to you, a different race than you, from a different part of the world, something different about them to you. You just have to make them feel slightly threatened, slightly upset, intimidated. And that is a criminal offense. Do you know how fucking bananas that is? This is a very powerful free speech critique. This is absolutely horrendous. I am absolutely blown away that more people aren't upset about this. And shout out to Australians vs. the Agenda, the X page I mentioned before, because the mainstream media is not talking about this. None of those weak fucks are talking about it. So it's up to all us dickheads on the internet to talk about it. It gets worse as we move on to the third page that was released. So we're looking at here publicly promoting or inciting racial hatred. Now, obviously, that has been put in there because of the Bondi shooting. Point being, it sounds great in theory because absolutely no one should ever do anything like that to someone who is just living their life. They're just born exactly like that and that's how they are, and you should never racially attack anyone. But the problem with this is if I make a video, for example, about migration, okay? And I've done this before. I've made videos about migration stating that I think there's too many migrants coming to Australia. Now, when I say that, people think I'm talking about brown people. No, I'm talking about all people from different parts of the world. The vast majority of people who migrate to this country are actually white, and I'm talking about them. I'm talking about every person. Just too many people. That's all I'm saying. But you could say that if I made that video after this bill goes in and becomes law, you could say that I'm promoting or inciting hatred of another person because of their race, color, or nationality or ethnic origin, or that I'm suggesting that I am superior to them because of the way that I look, which is obviously I'm not doing. But you could say that I'm doing that. A reasonable person, and I fucking hate that. Like, what is a reasonable person? If I've learned anything over my years in the public sphere, reasonable people don't exist. If I make that video and anyone feels threatened, harassed, or scared, whatever, I could face up to 5 years in prison. 5 years. For just stating my opinion. Even if nothing bad ever happens from it, which obviously it wouldn't from a fucking YouTube video from me, but I get why people support this shit, okay? Because it sounds so delightful and nice from the outset, doesn't it? It's, we need to help these people and we need to stop racial hatred. And every logical human being is going, yes, absolutely, we need to do that. But it's the fucking finer details. That's what worries everyone. That's what scares me. That's what scares everybody who has an opinion about fucking anything or has half a brain. People are like, mate, this is not good. Absolutely something should be done about, you know, hate preachers and people spreading all this absolute just pain and grossness from within their religion. And anyway, in this bill, there's religious exemptions. So that's, I don't even know why we were talking about that. With the Bondi shooting, we were talking about stopping these religious absolute nut jobs from a religion that I cannot mention on YouTube. Stopping them preaching hate, and then maybe one day those people would, you know, go down an evil path. Who knows? I don't fucking know. No, I have no opinion. But there's parts of this bill that has allowed for religious freedoms. Why is there religious freedoms in this? What year is it? What about everyone else's fucking freedoms? I hate that shit. They're like, oh, you know, you can't say this, you can't do that, unless it's a part of your religion. What about fucking just normal people trying to live their lives? What about our free speech? Like, it's fucked. Now, all of this obviously has to happen in a public place for it to be considered illegal. But unfortunately, this line basically proves that it can be absolutely anywhere. It communicates to the public using any form of communication, including speaking, writing, displaying notices, graffiti, playing of recorded material, and broadcasting. So YouTube, podcast, social media, anything you say. And obviously, if you say something horrendous, horrible, and I don't need to say this, but I'm saying this for all the absolute dipshits who are casually watching this, just going, oh, let's see what this fucking cockhead has to say. If you say something horrendous, awful, and you actually call for violence, then absolutely you deserve 5 years in prison. You grub. But if you're just stating your opinion, like this is the thing with free speech. You're going to hear things you don't like. That's the whole fucking deal. That's the point of it. And you have to allow for that. And you have to be a big enough boy or girl to deal with that shit. Anyway, the next page talks about hate symbols and reversing the burden of proof. Now, reversing the burden of proof is very interesting, and it speaks about it throughout this. Previously, it would have to be proven in court that you were, you know, trying to incite this horrible thing, or trying to hurt people or harm people or scare people. Now, it is not for the court to prove that you were, it is for you to prove that you weren't. Now, part of the criminal code here, and the next part I'd like to show you, is the defense. So you can defend these allegations. Remember, the burden of proof is on you. For religious reasons, academic reasons, educational, artistic, literary, scientific, or journalistic purposes, would consider that it has something to do with, you know, the scientific, literary, religious, or anything like that, which means there is a defense that a comedian could say, I was just joking, but the burden of proof is on you to prove that that is a funny joke, but a reasonable person might be offended. So who is a reasonable person, etc., etc.? You may say it's from an educational point of view. Well, the burden of proof is on you to say that it's educational, that a reasonable person would find that educational. The next one is about the AFP. Minister is not required to observe any requirements of procedural fairness. What?
You always wondered why that app didn't exist. Now you can make it. Meet Replit Agent. Want a custom workout plan? Make an app for that.
So there's no obligation to hear what you have to say. You don't have to be notified. It doesn't have to be fair. That's fucking dangerous. What does that even mean? The next page talks about hate groups, and then after that, membership, 7 years in jail if you are a part of those hate groups, and basically the police decide who those hate groups are. Why this is a big deal for me? It's not just because of comedy. Although I think I go back to that because I've had that experience with the Human Rights Commission in Queensland after the joke about Aboriginal people. And I don't like to harp on about that. I know some of you may disagree with me harping on about it, but I just think that was so out of bounds. I think that was so outrageous that I was told I had to appear in front of a tribunal because of a joke I told on stage. And this type of shit is exactly what we are seeing. We're seeing more and more and more legislation coming through that is going to drag people through the courts. If you have an opinion that is not the mainstream, you are in danger here. And the thing is, most of us do have those opinions. They don't have to be hateful opinions. Very few and far between are those hateful opinions. And a lot of those people who have hateful opinions are just shit people, and they shouldn't be listened to. Should they be locked up? Probably not. Just tell them to shut the fuck up and move on. The only way to really combat terrible, horrible, actual hate speech is with better speech, is with education, not locking people up. Please understand that this is not limited to actual threats, okay? Because the threats that we are talking about here are psychological threats. It doesn't have to be physical harm, which means if you have a harsh criticism of a religion or someone's background or something that their country did in the past, historical arguments, satire that might offend someone, because there are really full-on jokes out there, horrible, mean, disgusting jokes, jokes that I've told many, many times. Does that mean that they are now illegal in Australia? That you go to jail for that shit? Activists out there, what is going to happen to you guys? You may think, and this is a big thing, left-wing people, and I say this, I've said this ad nauseum for the past 12 months, left-wing people will celebrate this shit. Like, yes, we finally got some change in there. Mate, if you have a right-wing government in charge in the next 2 decades, 3 decades, they're going to use all of this shit on you. Stripping the liability from the burden of proof to being on the actual person rather than the prosecution. That's massive. You could be criminally punished if you make a factual claim and a reasonable person is scared. Once again, I know I go back to it all the time, but in the complaint to the Human Rights Commission, the person who complained about me about that joke said they were scared for their lives. Should I go to jail for 5 fucking years? I can't do that. I can't get fucked in the showers. I got hemorrhoids. Ow. Ladies and gentlemen, to put it bluntly, if you need talking points to tell people why this is a fucked idea, this bill criminalizes an extremely broad category of public speech. It uses emotional impact, how someone feels, as a legal threshold. It removes intent as a requirement for prosecution. It shifts the burden of proof onto the speaker, and it grants extremely strong discretionary power to government. I'm not saying that all these people in government are evil fucking cabal members. It's just all this power people get, they go mad with it. They just go mad with it. They do. Ladies and gentlemen, let me know what you think in the comment section down below. Be a good motherfucker. Peace in the Middle East. Me dick stinks. Toodaloo, au revoir. Bye-bye.
How long does it take to sound confident and clear when you speak?
All it takes is